Does that imply layoffs? And if so, how many? Or does it imply increased bus fares? If so, by how much? And is there any truth to the view held by many out there that you're taking the bus fare level to $5?
The Transport Board takes in, on average, $1.5 million. So that means that the Transport Board requires a subsidy from the people, taxpayers of Barbados, in the vicinity of $5 million per month, or $60 million per year. That is not sustainable, could not be sustainable. So it is clear that we have to restructure the Transport Board. With respect to layoffs, that is still, I wouldn't want to prejudice our discussions with the unions, because discussions are still going on with the unions at this time. But needless to say, there is no way that we could go forward with the Transport Board as it is. With respect to the change in bus fares, I said yesterday that we have not made a final assessment as to where bus fares will go. We don't know if it will be an increase of $1.50 or if it will be an increase of $2. But we are aware of the impact it will have on the traveling public of Barbados.